from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Threatened British jobs off the hook after the Americans remove Kashmir products off the hit list. The EU not likely to appeal the WTO ruling on the banana trade dispute. And Dutch St. Martin taking to a referendum to decide its future. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A new list of proposed U.S. sanctions against European goods is being published in Washington. It's minus one of the products that had been feared would cost many British jobs. Agreement has been reached to safeguard Scotland's Kashmir industry, one of the products which was initially targeted in the so-called banana war. Caribbean banana-producing countries remain nervous about the World Trade Organization ruling that found the EU banana regime not in keeping with global trade rules. The BBC's John de Bloom reports that there's a sense of relief in Scotland over the U.S. decision.
The Kashmir sweater industry is vital to the economy of the Scottish borders, where it employs thousands of people in an area where there are few other businesses. But in the last few months, the US government has been putting punitively high tariffs on the imports of Kashmir into the USA. That forces up prices and hits sales. But now the tariffs are to be lifted.
It's a huge relief. It's a relief to everybody in the workforce and indeed in the wider industry.
Bananas are the cause of the trade dispute between America and the EU. We give import quotas to former colonies in the